Blog Talk Radio.
Together, praise the Lamb of God, praising the name of the Lord. And I tell you, it has been a busy, busy week for the prophet, but we are back in the saddle, back where we're supposed to be. And we thank God for Prophet Daryl Saunders. Oh, my goodness. Oh, here he is right now, coming in to queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, I see you there also. And he's coming in to queue here. Hey, prophet, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, Apostle. How are you today?
We are blessed of the Lord, man, and on a high for Jesus. Thank God for rest and restoration, even as we went, but because you gave me a break, man of God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you from the depths of my heart. My voice is clear, as you can hear. Praise the Lamb of God. And I found sound a little exuberant here today. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about being on the show myself. I feel like a special guest myself today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the prophet has been doing so good. What you got to tell me, prophet? What you got to say? Say it on, Prophet. You know this your show.
No, it ain't my show, but I'm just glad to be alive on today. Find out that woke up this morning that I was still saved and set aside from the world. And just
hallelujah.
Today. And good to see you back on the show, Apostle.
Well, we are happy to be here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm in a real high mood today. Come on, y'all. Praise God with me on this one. Arise, oh God.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
I'm feeling good.
Come on.
Where's my leapers? Yeah. Somebody bounce. Get that bounce. My goddaughters, that's Maya, you all, praise the Lamb of God, singing, Arise, O God. Oh, my goodness, what a sweet voice that girl has, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for our sons and daughters and ministry, all our God children all across America and abroad. It's just so wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, to have children and God children and grandchildren that are in God, serving the Lord with all their heart, praise God, and God is raising them up, forgive me, and putting them on the front stage. We got Prophet Darrell Saunders here with us today in queue. Sylvia's with us today, praise the Lord. Let me see what Sylvia's doing. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Prophet.
Prophet
Darrell,
don't fumble his voice.
Huh?
She got that, got the one of the most soft voices that trick you, that hit you with a skillet when you turn your ear.
You
got to
watch those cats.
You got to watch those cats, don't you, Prophet Darrell? Prophet, you got to watch those cats, Sylvia. Then we got that old soft boy. Hi, Prophet Shakespeare. Hi, Prophet Darrell. Turn your head, do it wrong. She take that skillet. Bang! My God,
you all in my kitchen, Prophet. You all in my kitchen.
Yes, she in the kitchen with that skillet in her hand. I know. Oh, we just praise God for you, Sylvia. Such a blessing to the ministry. Such a blessing to the show. Such a blessing to our intercessory team. Now, I'm going to have to say it like it is. You are a blessing to the intercessory team, and I thank and praise God for you coming on in there and jumping right in and just grabbing the flag, the bloodstain banner, hallelujah,
Amen.
And running
Amen.
Up the hill of victory, and you have Amen. Not stopped, even when you're not feeling good. I be saying, that girl, so I thought she said she was sick, and you still be pressing. You are
Amen.
Something else, I'm telling you, and I praise God for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're about to lead us to the throne of grace. Oh, my goodness. And celebrate God with us in prayer. And I tell you, we're praying for Dr. J today. Hallelujah. Charlotte on our page, she hasn't been feeling well. She came on today with a hallelujah, but she hasn't been feeling well. Said something old that she ain't had no problems with in a long time has risen up and attacked it. Then we're praying for our son, praise the Lamb of God, over in Chicago. Pastor Lionel, who had a mild stroke and is in the hospital right now, praise the Lamb. So we want to make sure we pray for Pastor Lionel McGee, our son in the ministry over in Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, people of God, we got to keep everybody covered. Hallelujah. And that's why I keep trying to tell the intercessors how important their position is, not just being there on the page and being available, but your life, your lifestyle, and your living. We need people who can just walk into the throne room and make their request known to the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need people who can talk to God and get an answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So Sylvia's going to lead us to the throne. Those of you behind prison walls, I want you to know something today. Hallelujah. Jesus is a Savior. And if you hearing my voice, I want you to understand and know that God can deliver you right where you are behind prison walls. Hallelujah. He can do it. Yes, he can. He'll send an angel right there in jail to you. Praise the Lamb of God. He has some people working for him behind prison walls. Don't think he doesn't, because God does. He has guards working for him, and God can turn the heart of anybody at any time towards you or from you. But trust in God, hallelujah, and watch God make a way for you. Mother, dad, and convalescent homes, all Jesus loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to know it. I want you to know that God loves you today and that we love you. Hallelujah. That's right. We love you. And we know, yeah, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is able to strengthen. He's able to uphold your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody's in a hospice situation with your parent or grandparent, someone that's close to you. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. That's what we say to you today. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Sylvia is coming now, and she's going to lead us to the throne of grace. Come on, Sylvia.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We magnify you, Father. We thank you, Lord, oh, God, for being able to bless your name this morning, Father, being able to exalt you today, God. Oh, God, being able to come before you, Lord, to say thank you, Lord, once again, God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that these bodies operating, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that we hear your voice, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that our minds are stayed on you today, God. Thank you, Lord, for peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, forgive us for our sins, oh, God. And, Father, let us be quick to forgive those that trespassed against us, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, and we love on you today, God, for all the times that you watched over us, God, for all the times, God, that you protected us in the seen and the unseen, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Father, we come lifting up your people to you, God. Oh, God, we come lifting up those in homes, oh, God, those in the hospital, God. Oh, God, we come lifting up Dr. J, oh, God, and Pastor McGee, oh, God. We lift them up before you, God. Touch and heal their bodies, oh, God. Whatever's going on in their body, God, we decree and declare, God, that divine alignment happens in their body, oh, God, that their body operate according to your perfect will and plan, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your son, oh, God, that you allowed, God, to go to the cross on our behalf, Father, while we were yet sinners, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they didn't take his life, God, but he laid it down for us, God. So we thank you, Lord, even for our pastors, our leaders, oh, God, that laid down their lives, oh, God, for the sheep, God. We thank you, Lord, for them, oh, God. Oh, Father, guard them up on the right and on the left, oh, God. Keep them strong, oh, God. Continue to refresh their spirit, God. Continue to rejuvenate their spirit, God. Continue, Father, to blow a fresh wind of your spirit into them, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, today that we can worship you, Lord, with these clay lips, oh, God, these clay bodies that you breathe into, God, on a daily basis, God. So, Father, we take this breath that you have allowed us to have, God. We take it and we worship you, God. We take it and we adore you, God. We take it, Lord, and lift up praises to your name, oh God. We take it, oh God, and tell someone about you, oh God. We take it, God, and give testimonies of how good you are, God. Oh God, how faithful you are, God. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, for the very breath in our bodies, God. Oh God, we lift up those in the prison system, God. Oh God, you love them, oh God. You still have a will for them, God. Your will is that no man shall perish, God, but all should come to the knowledge of who you are, God. Oh, God, that they shall be saved, oh, God. So, Father, just begin to prick their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to send a word even behind closed doors, oh, God, that you're still God, that you're still on the throne, and you still rule and reign forever. Your kingdom is forever, God. Remind them, God, that sometimes they forget, God, through all the negative stuff, God, through all the garbage that they hear, God. They forget that you're still God. And if they would just call on your name, God, you would hear them, God. And not only will you hear, God, but you would answer, God. That's your word, God. Glory to your name, Father. We honor you and we praise you, God. Oh, Father, we lift up our youth to you, God. Continue to cover them and hover over them, God. Oh, God, keep them in the secret place, oh, God. Oh, God, hide them, God, from the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, guard them up, oh, God, in their spirit, oh, God, in their knowledge and in their wisdom, God. Use them for your glory, God. We plead the blood of Jesus on them, God. Every step that they take is protected, God. Their homes are protected, God. Even if they are in a bad environment, God, you have the ability, Lord, to keep them, God. So, Father, keep your children, no matter where they may be, God. Some are in homes, oh, God. Some are in situations where they don't know if today or tomorrow, oh, God. But keep their minds, oh, God. Protect their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, protect them from the enemy and his every assignment, God, because we come to cancel his assignment today, God, and by the blood of Jesus, it's canceled. It has no effect. It's void. It will not come to pass, but the children of God shall live and walk in everything the Father has for them. They should be protected. They should be girded up. They should have the fire of the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, God. Oh, Father, burn up those things, oh, God, that's not like you, Lord. When the enemy comes to speak lies, oh, God, burn it up, God. When he comes to speak deceiving thoughts, oh, God, burn it up, oh, God. When he comes, God, to say, oh, they're not this or that, and God can't use them, Lord, burn it up, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that you are God all by yourself, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word shall come to pass, God. We thank you, Lord, for the remnant, God. We thank you for every child, every home, oh, God. Let your children be a light, oh, God, in this dark world, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Lord, a light, God, set up on a hill, oh, God. Let them be the salt of the earth, oh, God, that it never lose its flavor. Yes, God, we thank you, Lord, for your children. Oh, God, yes, God, hallelujah to your name, God. Satan, you can't have them. The blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah to your name. Even in my home, even in my community, God, even in the schools, oh, God, even in the juvenile system, God. Oh, God, you still have purpose, oh, God. You still have a plan for their lives, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that it shall come to pass, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Not one of them shall we lose, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The spirit of death, the spirit of murder, we cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The children of God, the sons and daughters, they shall live, and they shall proclaim the name of the Lord. They shall be a mighty warrior in the kingdom of God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, and bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. 586, who's in queue?
Good afternoon, Shakespeare. This is out there. Good afternoon, Prophet Shakespeare. This is out
get
there.
Get the praying. Get the praying. Get the praying. Let's go. Kim, come on. Keep the burning up in here.
Jesus, Lord, and Savior.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for bending the heavens on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, to dispel the darkness of this world, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to pour your glory in this place, Father God. Pour your blessings, Father
God.
Pour your healing in the name of Jesus. Shake it up, Father God. Stir it up in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Open the light in the atmosphere, Father God. Hallelujah. Open up the eyes in the spirit, Father God. The ears in the spirit, Father God. Come forth in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Easy.
Shake up your children in the name of Jesus. Let them call your name, Father God. Let them drop the bottles off their hand, Father God. Let them stop smoking in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them stop promiscuity, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And look towards the heavens and say, is that my Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God, Father God. Go into every household. Go into every mind, every spirit, every heart, Father God. And wake it up in the name of Jesus. Pour your light in the darkness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, raise them up, Father God. They've forgotten who they are, Father God, and they've forgotten who they belong to in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we ask you to open up their eyes and their ears, Father God. Open up their hearts, Father God, so they can receive your love in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, glorious Lord, thy God. Shake the earth from, Father God. Shake it and let them see you. Shake it and let them remember there's a God, there's a Jesus. Hallelujah. Let their ears be open on unto the mouth of God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, we lift up every person on this phone line, Father God, who need healing, Father God. Pour your healing balm on them, Father God. We lift up our sister, Dr. J. Johnson, in the name of Jesus. She's already healed, so we thank you already. And we say that Pastor Linnell McGee is already healed. We say thank you, Jesus, because you already lived your life. You already received your stripes, and we already healed in the name of Jesus, Father God. All we got to do is claim it. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for your spirit, Father God. We thank you, all glory to you. There ain't none like you in all the earth and all the heavens, Father God. Hallelujah. And all that you are, Father God, you share with us. We have the power and the authority through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we say, Father, raise up your people in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. Let them seek you, Father God. Let them supplicate, Father God. Let them fast. Let them intercede in the name of Jesus. Come forth with the Spirit, Father God, and cleanse us and wash us clean, Father God. I desire it to be blood washed. I desire to be more like you, Jesus. Use us, Father God. We are yielded vessels. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for vision, God. I need one more. Let me see. Is this granddaughter here? Granddaughter, is that you there?
Yes, it is.
Granddaughter, I need you to pray for the pastors. They just came before me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, God wants us to have a pastor's dedication like day, a day that we set aside for the leaders of the churches to come on the show and speak into their lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to set that up in a way that everybody can invite their pastor on the show. Hallelujah. We're going to set a date for that. Praise the Lord. Next Thursday. Hallelujah. Go to your pastor. Tell your pastor to be on the show next Thursday. Next Thursday, we're going to speak a clear word from the Lord to your pastors next Thursday. A clear word to the Lord for your pastor next Thursday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now let me see. Anna Rabashata. Dale and I, we're going to fast and pray. Hallelujah. So we can give some of these pastors a word that's going to change their direction, that's going to change their destiny. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Come on, granddaughter, pray today for our leaders. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Bless your holiness. Bless your holiness.
Prophets, God. Oh, God, we come lifting up your bishops and elders today, God, in the name of
Jesus.
Father God,
yes, God,
we lift them up before you today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, in these times, and in, we know, Father God, that they're getting weak and weary, God. But, Father God, we ask that you hold them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, bring them before you today, God. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, where they're weak, God, you make them strong today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, they come before you, God, with requests, God. And, God, we ask that you honor their request and make it known, God, and manifest it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are sick, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now, God, that you would heal them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, heal their bodies and heal their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we ask right now, God, that you would close their ears off, God, that they will not hear the negative, God, but, oh, God, that they will hear you today, God, in the name of Jesus. For those that are trying to turn away from the ministry, God, oh, God, we ask that you send the Holy Ghost to arrest them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that their feet be firm in your word today, God. God, that they will not turn to the left nor to the right, God. But God, that they will stand still, God, and see the salvation of you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask right now, hallelujah, God, that you go into each of their homes today, God, and lift their families up before you today, God. God, whatever situation is going on, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind up abusive spirits, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind up the spirit of power struggle, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, let them know, hallelujah, God, that this is about you and not about them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, it's not even about the numbers that they have, God, but God, it's about the word that they teach and preach, God. God, it's about the fire of salvation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I ask, hallelujah, that you would renew their minds today, God. God, hallelujah, they will begin to think more like you, God. And oh God, because you created them in your image, God, oh God, I ask that they begin to walk in it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that they will begin to teach, God, about your word and your love, God, hallelujah, Jesus, and not about, hallelujah, how many numbers they can have and build a church, God, but God, let them begin to know that it's about the kingdom building, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I ask right now, God, hallelujah, that you restore those that have backslidden from the ministry, God. Restore your leaders back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them come back, God, repenting, God, falling on their knees in the name of Jesus, crying to you, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, that you will remove those things out of their lives, God, that's causing hindrances, God, that's causing stumbling blocks, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, those leaders that are leading flocks into stray, God, I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to direct them, God, redirect them in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they will cause nobody to stumble and fall, God. But, oh, God, that they will teach your uncompromisable word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you would put a fire on that tongue, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that would teach holiness to hell, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I ask, God, that you would allow them, God, and show them, God, hallelujah, how to use the gifts that you have inside of them, God.
Yeah,
oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will begin to speak, God, and God, watch it manifest, God, that they will begin to lay hands on the sick again, God,
yes,
and watch it recover, God. I ask that you take them back to the basic fundamental, God, of your word,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, because we have forgotten, God, and gotten away from it, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, I ask that you bring them back, God, hallelujah, to the basis, God, of what you have taught us, God. God, to the basis of laying hands, God, to setting the captives free, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you and I praise you, God. Hallelujah, God, for unity, God. I ask that you will allow the ministers and leaders to unify with each other, God, and not fight any longer, God. Hallelujah, God. But God, bring them together, God, for this is one body but many members, God. But God, we teach the same word, God. And God, let us get on one accord with each other, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I just thank you and I praise you, God. I give you glory and I give you honor, God. Oh, God, for those, hallelujah, that have not had an experience with you in a long time, God, I ask that you visit them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, visit them on their bed tonight, God, hallelujah, and begin to minister to their hearts, God. Give them a clean hands again, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I ask that you break that stony heart of their God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, that they will be receptive to your word, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. And for those that are untouchable, God, God, make them touchable again with their members, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
In the
name. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now, God, hallelujah, that they will come off their pedestal, God, and come on down, hallelujah, that we can reach them, God, hallelujah. And, oh, God, that they'll be able to reach the masses today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God, and we bind up every spirit that's not like you, God. God, we bind up every spirit, hallelujah, that tries to attach us to God, or every spirit that we have allowed to attach to us, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up, God, hallelujah, and God, let us humble ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for back to the basic ministry, God. God, we thank you for having the hospital ministry, God. God, we thank you for having going into the home, God, and praying for the sick, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, God, for the marriage ministry, God, hallelujah, God, that we can counsel, God, and God, not have to hide our hands behind our back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us come to truth, God. Let us come, God, hallelujah, in honesty, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be able to stand before you, God, and not be hypocrites no longer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us, hallelujah, let us just come before you, God, in spirit and in truth, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, just to share your word, God. Hallelujah. With nothing to gain on our end, God. But, oh, God, that we would exemplify life that's pleasing to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. God, we call those things in, God, that be not as though they were, God. And, oh, God, even as we speak, God, God, we speak and send the word, God. And, God, we expect it to come back, God. We expect manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, God, you gave us that power and the authority, God, to speak to it in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, as we watch it, God, hallelujah, we know it's going to perform what you said, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
You are great and you're mighty, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Be believing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Glory to your name.
Peace.
Glory
Holy
to your
name.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name. Our God is good. Our God is great. Our God is awesome. And we thank God for these daughters and these sons of his that are able, praise the Lamb of God, to step in and intercede for us today. Praise the Lord. Oh, the ground is set. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, I saw. Oh, my God, us even ministering to the first ladies. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to do that, too. We're going to set up a First Lady Day show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, to encourage them, to build them up. Hallelujah, and help them to walk in praise the Lamb of God, the ways that they should be walking. Also, praise the Lamb of God. I am so excited about what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Okay, praise the Lord. Listen, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I want to talk to you all right quick. Prophet Deborah talking about some good stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Here the last couple of days, praise the Lamb, and you all have had such good discussions on the things and those topics that Prophet Dell has chosen, praise the Lord, and that you all have been led into to talk about. And I'm excited about those topics, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I don't want to praise the Lamb of God, elude or divorce my assignment, praise the Lamb of God, that I promised to do when it came down to the prophet. I want to stay in that vein, but there's some material today that's inside the prophets that we're going to discuss that's going to open our eyes and enlighten us in some areas, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't normally look in. And then, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to get into our prophetic flow, praise God. So I want you to shake a tree, shake a neighbor, call somebody, text, say, oh, prophet about to teach. Then they're going to prophesy, prophesying today. Prophet Daryl is here, praise the Lamb of God. We are here today, praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praise God for each of you, hallelujah, that's here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Now, the two prophets that we're going to look at is Nehemiah and Ezra. Ezra and Nehemiah. We want to look at these two men of God, praise the Lamb of God, whom God elected to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. Ezra rebuilt the temple. Nehemiah was responsible for rebuilding the walls, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. After they had went into exile, praise the Lamb of God, after they went into exile and the walls were torn down, the temple was torn down, homes were destroyed, grind to powder. Jerusalem was sacked, as it's called, sacked. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, what a hard, praise the Lamb of God, sacking it was under Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And for 70 years they stayed in Babylon, praise the Lamb of God. And then when you read in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, and of Daniel, by reason of books, Daniel prayed, praise the Lamb of God, understanding Jeremiah's prophecy that they were supposed to be released in 70 years, and they came back out. But God brought them out strategically, praise the Lamb of God, because assignments had to be given. Somebody said you got to have an assignment in this season, praise the Lamb of God. Assignments had to be given, praise the Lamb of God, so that they could carry out the will of God to make sure that the promised place was in order for the people to come back to and to dwell in once again, which was the city of Jerusalem. And when they come back, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lamb of God, found the city in ruins. The city was in ruins, praise the Lamb of God. And a messenger sends to Nehemiah and tells him what the condition of the city is, that the city is in ruins, praise the Lamb of God. His heart drops, and it shows in his face, and the king, because he was the king's cupbearer, sees his countenance is poor. See his demeanor is not as cheer as it normally is, and asked him what was the problem. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb. Watch this, Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah. God finna give this man Nehemiah an assignment to go and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem with the favor of this king who's gonna get him everybody else he need for the materials and everything he need, praise the Lamb of God, because he was faithful to his humble assignment as the king's cupbearer. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us are never going to graduate to what God wants us to be because you're not faithful where you're at. I think Jesus. I said something. I think I should have dropped a bomb on y'all right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us are never going to get, praise the Lamb of God, what God really has for us until the place where we're supposed to be because we can't stay humble, praise the Lamb of God, in the assignment, praise the Lamb of God, that is given to us by another. The word is if you be faithful in one man's business, praise the Lamb of God, God will give you your own. Praise the Lord. If you're faithful,
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. If you're faithful, Amen. Praise the Lord. So one man's assignment, God will give you an assignment of your own. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is one of the issues that permeates our society right now, our churches, praise the Lamb of God, is this haughtiness, this arrogance, this rebellious spirit, praise the Lamb, that mm-hmm. people want to be sensitive overnight. Hallelujah. Yeah. They want to get a car, they want to get a title, then they want to go get a hall. Praise the Lamb of God, they want to start a ministry, and they want to go on about their business, and they haven't served. They haven't served. They haven't held up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They have not absorbed the mantle or the spirit of a leader, through a leader,
Amen.
From a leader.
Amen.
So like the ding, dong, ding, dong, the witch just broke her neck. Praise the Lamb of God. They haven't absorbed anything, and they're hopping around like a hop of grass from ministry to ministry, going and thinking they're going to pick up something everywhere they go, and they're not picking up anything but some dust. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then they want to run out and start a ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
And they have showed, watch this, they have showed the whole tenure of their ministry that they're unstable. So how are you going to be stable in that ministry? And you're showing yourself to be unstable. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God needs is faithfulness. See,
yeah.
if God give you an assignment, it's because God know that you're going to be faithful to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Things don't always go the way you want it to go. Praise the Lamb. On both sides of this assignment, serving somebody and being the leader yourself. It doesn't always go the way you want it to go. But are you going to be faithful to it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to be faithful to it? And that's what God that's what God needs, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to those of us who I thought it was very interesting to me. I thought it was worthwhile, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because everybody wants to shine, but don't nobody want the rain to wash away the dirt so they can look good when the sun shines. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you gotta wait till you take a bath before you run out trying to look good. Praise God.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, I know I'm right about it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So the assignment of Nehemiah was so faithful. He was so faithful to it until the king he served, noticed him like he was supposed to be noticing the king. It was his assignment to notice the king, to make sure the king's food tastes good, that he didn't get poisoned, this, that, and another, and whatever else the king needed. He was supposed to be the man there for the king. But now the king has taken notice of him. Praise him. That is a level of faithfulness. Praise the Lamb of God. That breeds favor. Hallelujah. I said there's a level of faithfulness in an assignment that breeds favor. And he was so faithful until it was noticeable by the king, and when the king found out what's wrong with him, the king said, well, what you want to do about it? He said, let me go pray. Now, y'all put a pen right there. Praise the Lamb of God. The next now let's go to Ezra. Ezra, praise the Lamb of God, also was a praying man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And deep in devotion. Now, I want you to notice both of these praying men, praise the Lamb of God. And again, I say to our prophetic children, I say this to those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who are going into leadership, who are walking in this way, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, you cannot get past it. You cannot get past, praise the Lamb of God, prayer. Hallelujah. Your private prayer, your private devotion, praise the Lamb of God, your intercession, and all of this that you're doing now, praise the Lamb of God, is shaping, molding, and causing you, praise the Lamb of God, to become the spiritual person that you need to become. See, something happens in the prayer room, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, that people don't take notice of, praise the Lamb. One of the things is you can't keep going in the presence of God sinful.
Come on, man.
Right. So sooner or later, you're going to deal with your sin when you keep going into the presence of God. Because you know he knows.
Amen. Right?
There's something right there. Because you know he knows. Praise the Lamb. And
right.
You know you can't keep going into the presence of God with the same act of like you too weak or you can't do nothing about it and you know you ain't even trying to do nothing. So you're going to come face to face with your wrongs. You're going to come face to face with your issues. You're going to come face to face with your problems. Praise the Lamb of God. And God has a chisel, hallelujah, in the prayer closet, in that secret place. And I believe that's why God called it the secret place, praise the Lamb of God, so that you could be there with him, just him and him alone.
Right.
And while you're there, praise God, God is pruning. He's taking some stuff out of your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that will do you damage and do damage to others. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
The Lamb of God, he's refashioning your attitude.
Yeah.
He's redesigning your thought pattern. He's giving you a different view of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's giving you a new outlook. He's causing you to be able to see things differently. He's changing your perception. Praise the Lamb of God, so that you can participate in his power. He's doing all this with you in your prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And he's increasing your faith by sharing with you, by talking to you, giving you revelations, by inspiring you, praise the Lamb of God, to be more than you ever dreamt you would ever be in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. God does this in our places of prayer. Hallelujah. In the seclusion of our secret place. God does this for us. But a lot of us won't go. We like to go. Now, I'm going to tell you this about even some intercessors. There's a lot of intercessors that will pray for other people but won't go spend time in prayer with God just for themselves. That's God. There's a lot of pastors like this, too. We'll get up in the morning praying for other people, but they ain't going to talk to God about themselves.
Wow.
Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you must spend time with God about the you that you are, the you that he desires you to be, and the you that you're becoming. And all three of them yous could be different yous.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. The you that you really are. Hello, light bulbs. The you that you are becoming. And the you he needs you to be.
Wow.
Could be different yous. But when you surrender you to the him, hallelujah, he take all three of them and make you what he desire you to be. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you come out, praise the Lamb of God, ready to do the assignment of God. So I want to show you this. These were praying men. So Nehemiah went in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and he comes out with vision. He comes out with a plan. He comes out ready to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and he goes back to the king. He talks to the king. The king give him people to go with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he give him passage through the woods and everything to go get. And while he going through the woods for nobody to harm him, and for any lumber or anything he need, he could get it in the name of the king. So he gave him power and authority, praise the Lamb of God, in his going, because he has the king's signet to be able to go and do what was necessary to be done. These two men interface each other, Ezra and Nehemiah, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to them rebuilding the temple and rebuilding the wall. Praise the Lamb of God. The next thing is, you must remember this, your assignment, no matter how much access God gives you, no matter how much he gives you, you're going to run into opposition. Okay, right. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to run into adversaries. You're going to run into somebody who don't want you to accomplish the mission, who don't want you to accomplish the vision. You know you do have an enemy that goes about as a roaring lion. So you know him already. Praise the Lamb of God. You know Lucifer don't like you. Praise the Lamb of God. You know that the devil don't like you. If you think the devil like you, you're in big trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. If you ever, he's not watching, he's not paying attention, and he's not waiting on you to slip, praise the Lamb of God, then you're going to be in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan is going to come at you through people. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to come at you through your opportunities to make them look as though God is not with you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to come at you from all sides, praise the Lamb, and angles to bring you to a place of coming down from the wall of the work of your assignment. Now, we see this in Nehemiah. We see this in Ezra. And we know some of the names of these guys are Sanballat and Tobiah. These fellows played important roles in the discouragement of the people, trying to discourage the people, trying to discourage Nehemiah, praise the Lamb of God, and Ezra and them from rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and rebuilding the temple. They knew if they rebuilt that temple, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Israel was going to be on fire because they knew what the temple of Solomon held for them. Praise the Lamb of God. If we just look towards this temple, if we go in here, we sick, no matter what's wrong with us, God promised us that he would deliver us because of this temple. So they knew what the temple went, but then they knew that if they could get their walls built, they would be a fortified city. Praise the Lamb of God. That would be their protection, would be the walls of Jerusalem. So they didn't want them, those are the was two strong points, praise the Lamb of God, of the city. They didn't want them to build them. But these men of prayer, these men of deep devotion, these men, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who refuse, praise the Lamb, to fail in their assignment because of the adversary, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I got to run this home to you, praise the Lord, and we on time here. I got to run this home with you, praise the Lamb of God. You must remember, praise the Lamb of God, that your adversary is the opposition to your promise. You must remember that, praise the Lamb of God. Even in this season of promise fulfilled, your adversary, praise the Lamb of God, is in direct opposition to your promise. Don't want you to get it. He's a tree in the road, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They don't want you to have it. And you may not even believe this, that they don't know that the promise is for you, but yet they're on assignment from Satan against you. Praise the Lamb of God. And they don't even recognize what they're doing. They don't have no way of knowing what God has in store for you. But at the same time, they're on an assignment, praise the Lamb of God, to hinder you from coming into the possession that God has promised you. So you must be careful in this season, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, concerning your adversary. And sometimes your adversary dressed in friend clothes.
Yes, so
hello, light bulb. Sometimes your adversary can sleep next to you at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's called sleeping with the enemy. Okay, praise the Lord. None of y'all ain't never experienced that. Yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you've been married and divorced, you experience sleeping with the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Uh-huh, yeah. Ding dong, ding dong. Yes, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And some of us must come to understand, praise the Lamb, that when you are around negative people, just their words of negativity can be the hindering force in you, reaching, praise the Lamb of God, your goal. Just for them telling you, I don't think that, I don't think you should do that. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to work. I don't see that happening for you, this, that, or another. You have to know what God has told you. You have to know what God has showed you. Did you hear what I said? You must know what God told you. You must know what God has showed you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you must understand that anytime you are on an assignment for God to do anything for God, prophetic people, you must understand that faith don't come into play somewhere. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it's impossible to please him without it. You're going to have a faith opportunity, or what we call a faith, praise the Lamb of God, a faith, the word is right on the tip of my tongue here, praise the Lamb of God, is when your faith is being stretched to become the bridge that you need to cross over that's not there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Faith becomes that divides the water so you can cross over dry shod. It's not there, and everybody's right. I don't think you can make it across this water. No, I can't, but God can. Hallelujah. God can take me across this Jordan. I know I don't have no money for ministry, but God can make fish in the Jordan cough up money while I'm walking across. See, you must understand what God has told you. You must understand where God is leading you, where God is taking you, because people will stop you in your tracks right where you are and leave you right there. And you standing there looking at the Jordan, and God is saying, stretch forth your hand. Put the soles of your shoe in the water, and I'll part it. Praise the Lamb of God. But we become so reluctant, and we become so fearful because of the negativity that's around us. You must know what God has shown you. Hallelujah. Yeah. You must know what God has told you. And you must hold that clear inside your bosom, prophetic people. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when the chips are down, that's the only thing that's going to be your salvation. It's a word we use, praise the Lamb of God, that's almost a conjunction. It is a conjunction. It says, but God. Praise the Lamb of God. Anything negative, then you must say, but God. But God has said. But God has said.
You went to the car.
But God showed me. But God told me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the other day they said the word was, what if? Today is, but God. Hallelujah.
But God.
You can't do that. I know I can't. But God.
But God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You ain't going to make it. I ain't got to make it. But God's going to make it, and I'm going on God's back.
Amen.
Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. You ain't got no food in the house. What you going home for? But God got something in there. I'm going to eat with God tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to watch him work a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. With nothing in the refrigerator that I can see that I can eat. Hallelujah. But I promise you, people of God, when your faith touches the hem of his garment, praise the Lamb of God, his virtue will flow. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's been proved. It's been tried. It's been tested. Hallelujah. But you must remember, praise the Lamb of God, that God can do it. You must remember on your journey. I'm talking to somebody today. I don't know why I'm pressing this so hard. I'm talking to somebody
Amen.
Today. Praise the Lamb of God. You must know that God is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. You must know that God is with you. Hallelujah. And that he's with you more than the world is against you. You must know that. Praise the Lamb of God. With people hollering and standing there, picket signs, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't want you to open the door. Don't want you to go in. Don't want you to go up. But you must know that God is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I promise you, woo, my goodness gracious, he will work things out for you that you never dreamt. People will give to you. People will do for you that you never had the slightest idea that they would help you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
If you only trust God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now watch this now. Hallelujah. At each one of these junctures, praise the Lamb of God, decision times comes when you have to decide, praise the Lamb of God, who is a liability in your life and who is an access. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to decide on that because you have to get rid of your liability. You have to get rid of the liabilities in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. People who just pulling you down and draining you from everything you got. You have to get rid of your liabilities. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. You have to deal with those kind of people. And those are the hardest ones to deal with because you have become codependent on them.
Yes.
God didn't like that. You have become codependent on people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who are dragging you down. You have become so codependent on them. Matter of fact, you help make them the way they are.
Wow.
Them the way they are. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, beggars don't choose to be beggars. We make them beggars. From the first time you put something in their cup, they become a beggar. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You make them a beggar. You make them sit there and just beg all day long. You make them beg all day long. You have infused them with that. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody tell you they hungry, give them something to eat. Hallelujah. I bet you they don't even want the food. They want the money to go buy the food. That's what they want.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what happens to us, though. We develop people, and people are being developed by us every day by us not allowing them to become what God wants them to be. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we want to hold on to them, and then they become a hindrance and a thorn in our flesh like Lot was to Abraham. Hallelujah. Abraham ruined Lot. Lot didn't have nothing when he left home. Abraham ruined him.
Mm-mm.
Abraham gave him cattle and sheep. Abraham gave him men. Served. Lot didn't have none. Lot left the house with Abraham and Abraham's wife with nothing. His daddy had died. He was his nephew. And Abraham said, well, I'm going to go and finish raising him. And it turned out to be a thorn in his flesh.
Glory.
Abraham made him that way. Praise the through his disobedience to God. He should have left him right at the house. Praise the Lamb of God. That's another problem that we have, brothers and sisters. We always want company for the journey that God didn't tell you to take.
Wow.
Better watch who you take to. Praise the Lamb of God. We always want somebody to go with us. We always want somebody to go with us that God didn't tell to go with us. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
True.
Hallelujah. He didn't tell us what you doing with him. I didn't tell. And sometimes God don't say nothing. He said, now I told him to go. Now he didn't went over there and got 8 people to go with him.
Yeah.
All 8 of them people going to be a problem for you. Hello, light bulbs. I told you to go. You didn't took all these people with you. Watch all of them. Everyone that you took going to become a problem.
Wow.
Because I didn't take him. Praise the Lamb of God. You better hear the prophet when he talked to you. As I'm saying that, I'm looking at people who make ministry moves and do other things, have relocated to different cities, and they bring other people with them, and everybody they bring become a thorn in their become a problem, praise the Lamb of God, within their ministry.
Wow.
Everybody that, because God didn't tell you to take them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, listen, these two men, Nehemiah and Ezra, they rebuilt these the temple. They rebuilt the walls, praise the Lamb of God, of one word, of one statement. Hallelujah. And it's in Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. So rebuild we the walls of praise the Lamb of God, because the people had a mind to work. Hallelujah. When people have a mind to work, it's because they have leadership vision. They have leadership, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that have the mindset, praise the Lamb of God, to develop them a work destiny, and will not allow them to become slouchy, lazy, procrastinating bums. Praise the Lamb of God in the kingdom of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, you said some big words right there. Praise the Lamb of God. I did. Praise the Lamb, because that's what we've developed. Hallelujah. The Prophet Darrell, I have never in the history of the church since I've been alive, which it ain't been, you know, just a little 50 years here, that I've been alive, praise the Lamb of God, but I've been in church since I was a little boy. I have never seen so many ministers in one church in my life. It was unheard of to go to a church and they had over four or five ministers.
Wow.
I used to go to churches not 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, and some of your mega churches have between 100 and 300 preachers. That's a lot of ministers.
That is.
So you have to ask yourself a question. What are they doing? If the neighborhood that the church is in is still unsaved.
My God.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, what are they doing? If the neighborhood they're in is still unsaved, why are they not doing no witnessing? All of them sitting there waiting on turn to preach. All of them sitting there with a collar on waiting on their turn to preach. Every Sunday they come in the house of God with nobody that they have witnessed to across the week. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And there was silence in heaven for the space of an hour. It ought to be. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to understand, people of God, hallelujah, that we serve a working God. God ain't no buster. God is not sitting up on the throne twiddling his thumb waiting on you to do something wrong. God got some things going on. God has some things going on, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the heavenly realm, praise the Lamb, that will blow your mind. He got things going on. He expects productivity. The last words Jesus give his disciples is, go sit down. No, he said, go ye to all the earth preaching the gospel, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He gave them some work to do. Praise the Lamb of God. He gave them some work to do. He gave them an assignment. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand assignment in this season. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And stop waiting on somebody to tell us what to do when God has already gave us what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. If the Lord has called you to preach, the best way for your pastor to know that you called to preach is for you to win souls. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. It ain't about you sitting up just sitting up there waiting to bless the offering. That ain't saving nobody. Hello, light bulbs. Yeah. It ain't waiting on you to do altar call. No. No. Waiting on you to extend the invitation. No. That ain't what God called you for. That God didn't call you just to do that now. Hallelujah. Now, if that's all you done is stretch out your hand when people get ready, when the doors of the church is open, and you stand in front of the altar and stretch forth your hand, that's all you done in the ministry for the last year, then you're wasting your preaching power.
Mm-hmm.
Your preaching power is going dormant. It's better for you to sit up on a corner, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and just start preaching to people walking by. Tell them that Jesus loved them, that Christ died for you. Hallelujah. I would love to talk to you about Jesus Christ. It's better for you to do that than to sit and wait till the doors of the church is open for you to stand up there and stretch your hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's truth. Praise the Lamb. And you think about it, you say, the man right. Hallelujah. There ain't nowhere in the Bible it was, I call nobody stretch off their hand like that. You can't find it. Ain't no reward on it. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb. See, people don't like me because I tell the truth. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's what we need.
If all of the preachers we have in our churches were out witnessing every day, without saving souls, without praying for people, without visiting the sick, this, that, and another, our world would be different.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Our world would be different. Majority of them don't even have their own household saved.
Wow.
Their own daughters are not saved.
Mm-hmm.
In their own house. Their husband's not saved. Their wife's not
mm-hmm.
saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, praise the Lord. I just dropped that in there free for you. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. I wanted to prick your heart on this because God is calling us to more. Anytime God has promised to give you more, he's calling you to more. Hallelujah. God ain't promising to give you more for you to just sit back and go to the movie every week with popcorn. That's not what God is giving you more. He's giving you more to do more ministry with. He's giving you more, praise the Lamb of God, to save more people with. He's giving you more so that you can multiply, hallelujah, for germination. That's why he's giving us more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you all. I love you all. That's enough. Praise the Lamb of God on Nehemiah and Ezra. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think I gave you a good lump of sugar today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, I gave you a good lump of sugar. Hallelujah. It's time for us to go into our prophetic flow. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell is here with us. Praise God. And we thank God for him today. And I want all of you, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me give me some prophetic music here going, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Push one on your dial. Let me see. 747. Who is this? 747, your mic is hot.
Hey, it's Cammie. How you doing, Father?
Hi, how you doing, Cammie?
I'm doing well. I'm just
Cammie had pushed one on her. Anybody could say something? What you got to tell me, Cammie?
Oh, nothing, just working and, you know, just continuing to stay in the Word and meditate and, you know, just trying to do all the things God asked me to do so I can get my blessings. So, you know, it's been an uphill battle, but it's been more good than bad. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. Well, we're glad to have you here on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God with us. Boy, oh, boy, just wonderful. My goodness gracious. I tell you, the Lord is just so awesome. My goodness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, oh, yeah, they're lining up now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes. Prophet Dale, you want to come in?
Yes.
I'm here, Prophet.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious, Cammie. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, you got something to say to her?
I just want to tell Cammie that everything that you have endured, God is pleased with your faithfulness.
Amen.
Because you didn't give up and you didn't throw in the towel. And not only that, the best is yet to come for you, Cammie, in this
Amen.
New season here. And the only thing you have to do is just be patient and continue to hold on and continue to trust God for everything.
Amen.
And the Lord is going to bring everything out all right for you in this
Amen.
Season.
I receive that. I receive it.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Cammie, I'm trying to get the other part of this. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord says it's time for you to go, but I praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to go. But he did not say where.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, go could have a lot of turns on the end of it. Could be go
yeah.
as to leave a place. It could be go as to leave some people. You know, it could have a lot, you know, go on the other side. It's a lot to that. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God.
I think I know what he's talking about, and I, that's amazing. That's confirmation for me, so because I...
But that's all he gave me.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb. I'm sitting there
exactly
now saying, Lord, go where? What?
Yeah.
And that's all he said is, Cammie, I said, it's time for her to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. So that's confirmation for you?
Yes, sir. Confirmation.
Oh, God,
you
laughing. You smiling?
Yeah, because
okay.
It's amazing because, you know, it's just so right on time because I been one of the things you said early that we want to take people on journeys that God and say can go with us. So, you know, that's one of the things I struggle with is like with my business is that I had always had partners, but nobody ever really worked. I've made every penny in my company. I'm the only one that's made, like, anything. You know, nobody else really have, but they have percentage of it. So I was, you know, praying and asking God. I was like, you know, I don't like attention, so I don't want to start over by myself. I like having someone, you know, with me just because of the simple fact I loved just being, a powerful a woman teen or just the power, you know, just what you can get out of working with someone else. But when you said that earlier and now you say this, it's just confirmation that God just wants me to, it's time for me to go and go on my own and let go partnership, you know, in business. Because,
God,
I knew exactly what you were saying. And
that
I was just
in my spirit too. I mean that sounds good to the Holy Ghost. I put it
Amen.
That way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I felt that when you said that. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I thank God that I'm hearing clear today. Well, we got a line up here. I want to try to get to
so
as
much.
Many as we can. Boy, oh boy, oh. You run with the vision, girl. Okay.
Amen.
And be blessed.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Erico 504.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Prophet.
I can hear you. Who's calling?
This is Monique.
Oh, Monique. This one's
how are
a
you?
Bayou peep. How you
yeah,
doing, Monique?
I'm doing
well,
good.
Well, we all
I'm
over the
always praying
California.
For you as the Holy Spirit lead me. Huh?
You would say you're doing what now?
I say I'm always praying for you and lifting you up as the Holy Spirit lead me. So you are forever in my prayer.
Don't fool me now, Monique. Don't fool
oh,
me.
If I don't mean it, it's not coming out of my mouth.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. The laugh
I
God,
wanted to
God,
tell you
mouth.
That you remember you came to the, when you did the School of the Prophets at our church, and I remember it was
yeah.
a session where you did a question and answer, and I was telling you about a dream that I kept having over and over, and you said, I believe God is telling you to return back to school. All right, maybe about I didn't move on it right away, but I'm now in school, back in college, and
my God,
So I see things opening up in my life because I'm moving in obedience and I'm in God's will, and I just wanted to let you know that. You know, I had to go before God and repent because it's like things are opening up because what stopped me was fear. And fear is the opposite of faith. So now that I'm back, I'm like God is opening my mind back up to learning again, and it's even helping even in ministry, and it's even sharpening my discernment even more. So I just wanted to let you know that, and I'm grateful for you.
Hallelujah. Can I just say this, Bo Prophet Dale, grab you? I want to tell you this, and this for everybody. Praise the Lamb. It is amazing to me, praise the Lamb of God, how when we get into the prophetic place and do what God has told us to do, how everything start working for you. It's
That's
amazing
true.
That you can be in
I'm
a
living
struggle
with
for a struggle. And as soon as you start doing what God has ordained for you to do, everything, it's like a puzzle that you're trying to find this one piece and where it goes, and you just can't get it to save your life. And then
right.
you throw that down and you do something over here, and the puzzle come together so sweet until it's crazy. It is it's
That's
really
right.
amazing. Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir.
Monique waiting on you.
I just want to tell you this, Sister Monique, when I heard your voice, I heard the Lord sing this song to you, step back and let God do it. Step back and take your hands off. Step back and let God take full control. All you have to do is just step on back and let God do it. This is a season that God has put you in that you just got to step on back and let him just work it out. And in this season, as he's working it out in your favor, everything that you have ever sent up before the Lord, you're going to begin to see it manifest if you would just step on back and let God do it. God said it. He said if you would just step on back and leave it alone. Baba, say God. Yes, God told me to tell you. He said if you would just take your hands off. Step back and let God do it.
Hallelujah. And the Lord, and I'm piggybacking on Prophet Dale.
Step on. Just step on back.
Just step back and let God do it. Hallelujah. The Lord said, because you obeyed his voice. That's what the Lord said. Monique, because you obeyed my voice, says the Lord, now shall I give you all that I promised, because you obeyed my voice. Because it's just that simple, people of God. Because you obeyed my voice. Hallelujah. I'm with Prophet Dale, girl. Just step back and let it happen now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God's doing this thing, and it's going to be marvelous in your eyes. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. I see you running and skipping. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Skip to Malou. I see you running
That's right.
and skipping. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
The highest. He's an awesome God, I tell you.
Yes,
Praise
he
the
is.
Lamb of God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Monique, be blessed. The mom and the farming.
We want you to know perfect. We love you, we love you, we love you. From the bottom of our heart.
Okay, love.
Okay.
Error code 985.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man of God.
This is the man of God who's calling.
This is Deborah.
Deborah?
Yeah,
this
Deborah is Deborah in Louisiana.
Now, which Deborah is this?
This Deborah in Louisiana, man of God.
Oh, this is my Deborah.
Yeah.
Hey, Deborah.
Guess what?
How you doing, daughter?
Guess what? I am doing awesome. I caught the show from the beginning, and it blessed me. The time of intercession and even the teaching was, guess what? It was right on time. It was right on cue. You know that we all have an assignment and that we got to be able to move in faith with our assignment, and that we all have an adversary who seeks to keep us from fulfilling our assignment.
Oh, you better believe that now. You better believe that. He does not want you to reach where God will have you. Praise the Lamb of God. He don't want you to do that. Hallelujah. But you're going to make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to make it. I ain't worried about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was praying for you the other day. Hallelujah. Yes. And I got the biggest release. Praise the Lamb. That's why I had to inbox you and tell you I got the biggest release. Boy, oh,
wow.
Boy, oh, boy.
Wow.
In my spirit, that God is going to do all that he has spoken to you, all he's shown, and all that he has promised is coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell, come on, talk to Deborah.
And, you know, I have to be careful how I talk, minister to you. Amen. All because you and my mama have the same name. And not only that woman, that prophetess Deborah was something else in the Bible. But I want to tell you this. I heard the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord said, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it back by force. In other words, the Lord wants you to take back everything that the enemy thought he stole from you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's some stuff that the enemy tried to take from you. But God said if you would just reach out and just snatch it back, hallelujah, you got to snatch your finances back. So the Spirit of God. Not only that, you got to snatch your vision back, so said the Spirit of God.
Oh.
Not only you got to snatch your vision back, but snatch your business back.
Hallelujah.
Hey, show God, see. Holy Ghost said so. Holy Ghost, see.
Yeah.
Show God, show God. Snatch your business.
And a lot
back.
Of that deals with your perception that mingles with your desire for the thing. See, sometimes the enemy takes stuff from us and we let it go.
Yes.
Not so. Hallelujah. You got to have a man to want it back. I want back what you took.
Yes.
And I want it with interest.
Mm, that's right.
Hallelujah. And when the prophet was saying that, I heard the David, hallelujah, over there in Ziglag.
Yes.
Talking to the Lord. The Lord said, go, overtake, and recover all.
Recover all.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So God's going to open doors to you and give you opportunities. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Holy name. To take back all. Hallelujah. Yeah. That the enemy thought he had got. God's going to give you the opportunity to get it back. Hallelujah. Remember the vision. Write it and make it plain. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It shall come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. It shall come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Ooh, bless you, Deborah.
Bless you, man of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Erico, we got another. We back down to the Bayou tearing us up today, the Louisiana area. 504, who this is?
Hello?
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 We can hear you. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Daphne. This is my first time on the call. The lady that you had spoke with, Deborah, that's my spiritual mother, and she told me to call and listen in, and I was very pleased with what I've heard because my spiritual walk has been rough because I felt like I was lost and I was looking for a church home and I thought I found it, but then I experienced so much hurt in the church that I just felt like I don't.
I got to tell you, they hurt you bad, too. I see that scar. Hallelujah.
Yes, and it just felt like I didn't want to go back to the church because I thought the church was a place of healing and love and to help the people that need deliverance. So I'm at a place now where I just, like, want to know my purpose, and I know God has so much more for me, and I just don't want to let him down because I'm at a place of, like sometimes confused.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I might have to talk to you like I did for Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Befriend me. I guess that's the only way I can get to you. My name's Michael Shakespeare. just like the poet. Just friend me, and we'll go from there. I inbox you, okay? But I think I need to minister you a little bit in private, praise the Lamb of God, like I did Deborah, so that, you know, we can make sure that all your bases covered. I guess dangerous is a good word for it, praise the Lamb. But a slippery place, Prophet Darrell, it's a slippery place to be without the right a prophetic covering over you, and to make somebody that's interceding, praying for you, and being able to hear from God on your behalf, just like I was praying for Deborah the other day. Praise the Lamb. I inboxed her and let her know your prophet praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And then to be able to speak into their life, praise the Lamb of God, and give directions and revelation and inspiration, whatever. That's very, very important. And also to have a venue such as this one to get some learning and some inspiration from also. Praise the Lamb of God, while we are in our wilderness place, praise God. And this place is a place for you right now, praise the Lamb of God, that God wants to deal with you. Now, see, a lot of people don't know this, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, but many times God allows us, because we have free will, God allows us to get wounded in a place and cause some things to be uneasy for us, or he opened our eyes to some things for us to withdraw so we can get into the place of preparation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. He wants you in his presence now. Praise him. There's a lot of healing that has to be done, because there's a healing ministry in you. Oh, I done tapped in already here. There's a healing ministry in you. Praise the Lamb of God. And the only way that you're going to be able to heal the emotions and the scars of these women and these young girls and even some men, praise the Lamb of God, their emotions and their psychological problems and things of this nature is going to be that you've been hurt and God has healed you. Praise the Lamb of God. There's something about soaking in the presence of God for long periods of time that causes, it's like marinating meat, you know? Praise the Lamb of God. My mother was a marinator, and my mother could marinate meat. Praise the Lamb of God. Her ribs was one of them. She marinated until the flavor of the marinade went down into the gristle. And that's the way God's healing and stuff, he marinates it. See, it's one thing for something to happen to you instantaneously, but when God marinates it, when it's like what we call a process healing, something like that, nine times out of ten, God is going to leave healing in you.
Amen.
Down to the gristle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll put it that way. Down to the gristle. Hallelujah. So that you can heal and deliver people too. So this is a wonderful time for you, even though it doesn't feel good.
Yes.
But it's a wonderful season for you, and you're going to see in just a few days. Praise the Lord. You make sure you befriend me. Prophet Darrell, I see money coming to you too. Let me let Prophet Darrell say something. I want to talk it off. You got something you want to say to a Prophet Darrell?
I just want to sing this song to Apostle.
All right.
Ask me not, Savior.
Oh, that one, Prophet.
Hear my humble cry. Why are others bound? Are calling, do not pass me by.
Yes, Lord.
I'm crying, Savior, Why are others alcoholing? Do not pass me by. And the Lord told me to tell you, he is not going to pass you by.
He'll pass you by, baby. Hallelujah. He got some money coming to you, too. Praise the Lamb of God. He ain't going to pass you by. Hallelujah. There's a lump sum of money coming to you, girl. Praise the Lamb. I said a lump sum is coming into your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to give you a lift so that you will know that you know that he's with you. Uh-oh, wait a minute. What'd you say, Lord? Oh, my God. Rabbi. God said he's about to bless you, and he's going to make all things new. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank
God said he's going to make all things new.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you,
Lord. God, he's going to do something with you, girl.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
he said he's going to make all things new. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's so good. I tell you, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Oh, my God, I love him today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. What's your name again, girl?
Daphne.
Daphne. Okay, I can't forget that. That's my goddaughter's name. Hallelujah. Yes. Daphne. All right,
and
sweetheart. We'll be looking at
you. I've been holding in tears, and just by y'all just talking and him singing that song, I just was just crying, and it just felt a just a relief because I've been holding it in for so long, and just it just feel good to just let it out. And I thank God that he hasn't forgotten about me, that he has so much more for me that sometimes I don't even see it in myself.
Oh, he loves you, dear. And he loves you, and you need to know that. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about with a special love. He loves you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to know it in a little bit. You're going to know it in a few days. You're going to know it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Just watch what God does for you. Praise
Thank
God.
You,
Hallelujah. Yeah. You have any children?
Three.
Uh-huh, yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, God's going to turn it around for you. Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord. He's
going to turn it around. Hallelujah. He's going to turn it around. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God, hallelujah. The Lord, you're going to take them kids on a trip. Praise
the
Lamb of God.
Yes.
That's a trip. That's a trip. I see y'all getting on a plane together. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you,
Jesus. You're going to take the kids on a trip. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes. God's going to be able to do it. Glory to Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you.
Yes.
Adore you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ain't no love like Jesus' love.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes. And they also have five other kids that have come into, you know, they've just been so misguided and stuff, and I know it's nothing but God that brought them into my life, but sometimes it can be so overwhelming because they don't have any guidance or any structure in their life, and it's like, oh my God, you know. So I know they've come into my life for a reason, for me to help them some type of way.
Yeah, but keep having them prayer sessions with them and stuff. Keep them that word, and more than anything, being an example for them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, God's going to bless. All right, daughter, you be blessed, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. Woo-wee. Boy, I tell you. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is just awesome, awesome in this place today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my gracious God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Sylvia. Sylvia, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
You know what, Apostle?
Yeah.
A Father, I just heard when you called her name. I heard the Lord sing this song to Sylvia.
Lord, sing a song to Sylvia.
Lord, sing my head.
Yeah.
And let me win. I'm tired. I'm weak. Touch the Lord. Take my hand and lead me home. Sylvia, the Lord said he's getting ready to take you through the storm, and he's going to walk you through it. Hallelujah. So therefore, you're going to have peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah.
Peace in the midst.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ain't no way to be but
storm, not even, I know you in the storm.
Thank you, boy.
God
is trying
to be with you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace in the midst of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ride with Prophet Daryl on that. Praise the Lamb. Peace like ever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh-wee. It's well with your soul, though. That's what Prophet Daryl is saying. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, hallelujah,
right.
It's well. He taught me to say, it's well with my soul. Praise the Lamb of God. My mama used to say, it's well with my soul and my Savior. That's what she used to say. It's well with my soul and my Savior. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So know it's well with your daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia?
I'm
are
here,
you there?
Prophet. Yes.
Hallelujah, Athelia. That's a song for you, too. The Prophet Daryl don't know this one, though. Misunderstood, the Savior of sinners. Hallelujah. Misunderstood, the Savior of sinners. And then it says, but he'll understand and say, well done. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You are misunderstood.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God, hallelujah. And you get a lot of ridicule and castigation, especially behind your back. Praise the
mm-hmm.
Lamb of God. But some folk, that's the only power they have. That's the only
right.
power they have, and that's the only, entertainment and activity they have is castigating others. They don't have no
That's
other
right.
business, you know. So you have to make allowance for ignorance because they
yeah.
ignorant to a child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That ignorant anointing that's on your life. And many times you have to make allowance for that level of ignorance. Praise the Lamb of God. If they knew who you were,
Amen.
They wouldn't put their mouth on you. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
But some people can't help it because that's all they know. All they know is a lot of foolish talk and a lot of talk about what they don't know, you know, and what have you, and their busybodies and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But God is going to show them real soon the real you. Praise the Lamb of God
yeah.
who you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Yeah, praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just watch. When you ride up, they're going to be saying, Lord, oh, Lord, look at her. Yeah, but it's going to start something else. Praise the Lamb.
Yeah.
People will talk about you when you down, and they will talk about you when you up. There is no happy medium. But if you were wearing rags to church, they'll talk about you. If you
That's
dress
true.
Up and have on the finest of St. John's suits every Sunday, they're going to talk about you.
That's
so just, you know that you picked out to be picked on. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And go on about and have joy in the Holy Ghost. Because God is going to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of them that talked about you going to have to come to you. Hallelujah.
That's true.
Jesus.
Amen.
Name. Hallelujah. Going to have to come to you. You hear what I say. Praise God.
Okay.
They're going to have to come to you. Hallelujah. To the water. Praise the Lamb of God. To the water.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. They're going to have to come to the water that never runs
Amen.
Dry.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Living water. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, today for your love on this show today. Boy, I tell you the truth. Hallelujah, Prophet Darrell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All the time to do this. Praise God. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Prophet Dale, you know, how far are you from going to be from the Kentucky border?
Well, you know, I ain't that far. I'm about what? 4 hours away?
Huh?
I'm about 4 hours away.
I'm talking about your ministry.
I'm in Indianapolis, and I think it takes about 4 or 5 hours to get to Kentucky.
Really?
Yes, sir.
My God, I heard the Spirit say that you're going to have members in Kentucky.
Mm. Lord Jesus.
What?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Chicago drive to Detroit.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
I used to drive here every weekend and go to church. I was a member of New Jerusalem, and I lived in Chicago, and I used to get off work on Friday or Saturday morning, and I would come on. I would come straight on to Detroit and go to service on Sunday and leave out the service and drive on. Sure did.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I did that every Sunday for about a year or so before I joined the church in Chicago. I sure did. God, my God. Hallelujah. That ain't nothing. Tank of gas. He's gone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's some faithful people. Praise the Lamb of God. Some faithful people. Hallelujah. I love him today. Oh,
what's
wait a minute,
up?
We got another Bertha. This is like Bertha. I didn't know she was down here. Praise the Lord. Bertha.
Hey, Prophet. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Bertha.
Yeah,
how are you?
Hi, Bertha. Hi. I've just been enjoying the show. I really couldn't get on and participate because I have my 7-month-old grandson, and he likes all of his grandmother's attention. He doesn't want to share.
Well,
I just enjoy everything and the words that were spoken. It was just confirmation. But I really enjoy the teaching on the prophet.
Say hi, Calvin. Stop being a brat.
Amen.
Oh, well, praise the Lamb of God. We bless God for you and the babies. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, Lord is good. The Lord is good that he allowed you to be a grandmother. That's a blessing in itself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I want the Lord to give Prophet Darrell a couple of $1,000. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Now, when I felt like releasing a miracle. I felt like releasing a miracle today, Prophet Darrell.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When I first, I said, Lord, I feel like releasing a miracle. Every time I feel that way, never fail. It has never failed. Praise the Lamb of God that a miracle wasn't released. I feel miracle-richous right now. Hallelujah. That's the way I feel. I feel miracle-richous. Yeah, y'all don't understand that. That's in my own dictionary. Praise
yes,
Lord.
That's probably.
But I feel miracle-richous.
That's possible, too.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak that on Sarah today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, I speak to this prophet. Give it to him.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Bless
the release of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right now, speak God.
Oh, my God.
In Jesus' name. Praise
God. $5,000.
Praise God.
Prophet Darrell, $1,000. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell,
Ain't nothing better than you.
God.
Thank you, Father. Continue to bless the hands, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, it's time, people of God. It's time to go again. I love you all. I pray God for you. Now, let me just share with all of you. Don't forget tithes and offerings. Don't forget to sow seeds, people of God. PSM. .org. PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget us. Praise the Lamb. As the Lord bless, be a blessing. In Jesus' name. We got to go, but it's been an awesome show. Been an awesome show. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love you all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Praise the Lord. Thank
you all.
Thank you. Thank you. All our innocent. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen, God.
Thank you for filling this place.
Thank you for